Gittin Perkei Mishnah Beis. Ein Nifran Min Nechasim Meshubalim Vimkoyim Sheyesh Nechasim B'nei Chorin. We don't get paid back, we don't collect from the Nechasim that are Meshubad, meaning Nechasim that are collateralized, that I have a lien on, I can't collect from that, if I'm able to first collect from the Nechasim that are free. In other words, so let's say Reuven lends $100 to Shimon. Shimon then subsequently has Beninus land, and he then, after the loan, he then sells the land to Levi. So now Levi has this Beninus land. The initial lender, Reuven, he lent Shimon the money before the sale. So Reuven has a lien on Levi's property. This property is a Beninus. Really, Mikra Adin, when a person lends money, like we said, Baal Chov is with Beninus. So he's got a lien on this property. Shimon, though, the guy he lent to, has left over still. He's got garbage land. He's got Ziboris. Really not such great property. But it's unencumbered property. When Reuven now goes and needs to go and get his money back, the Mishnah tells us that he always has to take from unencumbered property that his borrower still has open in front of him before he can go after property that he has liens on. He has to take from the Nechasim Bnei Chorin, even though it's only Ziboris. As the Mishnah says, V'afilu hein Ziboris. And the reason this is in order to prevent the Lekuchos, which is Levi, from having a loss. Because really, Me'ikar Adin, the lender, Reuven, can collect from Shimon's property, and that's what we make him do. And by the way, Taisanta brings, the Rishonim say, the Rav, Huadin L'chara holds this, that it's not just the Baal Chov, it's also Nizakin. If a person damages his friend, and now his friend, Shimon, owes him money, because he, let's say Shimon damaged Reuven. So now Shimon owes Reuven money. If Shimon then goes and sells property, that's Iddis. Which Reuven's allowed to collect Iddis on damages. But Shimon still has, let's say, $100, and that was the damage of something worse. Reuven needs to first collect from what Shimon has available now before he goes after Levi. Mishnah continues, Ein ifram minichsa yisomim ela min haziburis. They don't collect from the nechasim of the yisomim, only from ziburis. Why? Because in this case, what are you going to say? A person's not going to want to lend money to people because he's afraid that he's going to get paid back with ziburis, so therefore we make them pay him back with beninus. Nobody's going to assume that the guy he's lending to is going to die and the money is going to go to the yisomim. Therefore, we go back to Din Torah and we allow them to pay with ziboris. Taisus actually asks, that's very nice for a Baal Chov. What about a Nezek? What if somebody damages his friend's property? So now the Mazik, the person that damaged his friend, normally we make him pay Be'idis. And for sure, at least the Iddis of the Nizik, if you hold that the Iddis in our Mishnah was on the Mazik, and that's the Rabbanan, for sure the Iddis of the Nizik is Midiraisa, according to that Shita. So why do you just pay back with Ziboris? So Taisa brings, Rava learns that the case in the Mishnah is where the Iddis of the Nizik, the person that was damaged, Reuven, his greatest field was like the Ziboris of the Mazik Shimon. So when Shimon died, Shimon's kids don't have to give any more than their Ziboris. The Tikkun Olam was that they had to. Because they're the Mazik, they had to always give the Iddis of themselves when it was worth more. But here, you don't have to. You still have to make sure you're always giving the Iddis of the Nizik of Reuven's, but you are giving the Iddis of Reuven's, because your Ziboros is the same.